Hi, I'm Melinda.
And I'm Raphael.
And we're the Colognes. We are a married couple running a successful professional services marketing agency that is focused on providing support services to AEC and CRE firms.
We're excited to now be expanding our ability to connect with marketing and business development leaders through this podcast.
Our mission is to provide as much value as we can and offer our suggestions on relevant tools and resources.
Join us where we'll interview experts, cover solutions to your marketing challenges, and share our take on how to combat bottlenecks in your marketing efforts.
Sprinkled with some laughs.
And some good, clean fun.
What a lovely, lovely intro. Hello, guys. This is Raphael flying solo. So being a little silly since the cat is out, the mice are coming to play. Or if you're in Florida like me, or currently the rat with the red trousers comes out to play. And I just wanted to, you know, give a little intro background about myself before I get very serious with my musings coming up for about 8 minutes. And the background is that I am a former high school teacher. I know. And not only a high school teacher, but a religion teacher at that. So think of the fun that I had teaching religion to high school students. No, but it was good. And that's my background. And I also have a paralegal certificate as I dealt in the legal field for about 2+ years. So that's my background. So when it comes to our industry, the architecture, engineering, construction, and commercial real estate space, I'm a novice compared to my wife, but I've dealt with here and there. And as Fortis OBM as a whole has a very robust team of experts there. And I just wanted to, you know, talk about it a little bit more, and hopefully you guys find that interesting. Again, it's a short little episode, this episode, and I'm sneaking this in there before the wife finds out, so don't tell her. Let me insert the serious part.
We really got to Fortis OBM going in the last 2 years, running a small business, having to learn, basically build things from the ground up, and get the marketing solutions to the clients. So words like proposals, RFPs became commonplace. And as such, I had to dig in and dip my toe, actually more than my toe, my foot, my knee into the water to make sure that I was really understanding what was going on in the business, working a back end as an operations manager, as the CFO currently. But it is always good to know the clients that we service, the terms that they use, and the expectations they may have. It is a very deadline-driven industry. It is one where it has different busy seasons and ones where the needs are very niche. That's one of the reasons that exciting and success, I think, that we have found. It is because it is, in the marketing aspect, it is a very underserved, very rapidly changing in terms of the people working in the industry. And we are working towards bridging the gap. Providing services that normally a 9-to-5 marketer would do. Though that 9-to-5 marketer, you know, has to be usually they're local or local-ish, you know, with the hybrid working environment. You know, they have benefits and insurance and all that. And for those companies who, for whatever reason, whether they're big or small, need us to fill in the gap and fill it in, understanding that we can do the business remotely, understand and get to know them, right? We are there to service them, to help them out, and to maximize their potential and really be there out of the office marketing service. I think it would be a lot helpful for a lot of companies who are looking to fill in that gap of the marketing services, who know the industry, and to be better prepared to tackle the issues within it. And the components are there to make outstanding, whether it's a proposal or a website, or even as we're gearing up for coaching courses in terms of what it means to have a great proposal, what it means to be a great marketing individual within the company, and understand the nuances that are needed. Briefly earlier, I mentioned that it's a niche industry, which is, I think I mentioned, exciting. But also, there's that saying, the riches are with the niches. And that is true, because it usually entails a blue ocean of little to no competition and uniqueness of what we do. There may be other marketing departments out there, but we specialize in the AEC and CRE industries. that as a brand, as Fortis OBM itself, we know so well, and as Melinda herself spearheads with the other individuals with us, we grow stronger every day, and we seek to help, again, to just fulfill the needs there. And those are some of my musings, as in somebody who was previously an outsider who has their knees in the water in terms of what the industry is looking like. Construction is about to, you know, it has a slow periods and it's, you know, more busier periods. And with the economy is how it is, people still gonna need dwellings. What does construction do? It defines a space. It puts walls to designate a space to want to work in or for a special activity. Whether it's a mixed use, labs, residential, and other types of businesses. And we are there to facilitate that and hopefully grow and understand the new advancements as they go. The iJob bill that came through a year or so ago promises to allocate a lot of money, especially with the government in terms of infrastructure. So we want to take advantage of that and with our partners to make sure that we are the strongest that we can be, that we have that background knowledge and to future-proof in a sense and to understand of what's going on. And it's also awesome to go to conferences and events with individuals in the space. I remember going to a conference last fall and talking about how looking at the grid and so-called smart cities and making these cities more functional, having better integration with technology, but also being more eco-friendly. And also, instead of looking at a planogram just in the horizontal aspect, but looking at it vertically, like how are we going to build up? And they talked about realistically in the next 20, 30 years or even shorter time span of like these flying modes of transportation. They're like mini buses that takes you to point A to point B. And how would something like that be integrated into a so-called smart city? So that is, well, a lot of the aspects. It's exciting because we're dealing with something that touches people. I mean, any can kind of play that game of degrees of separation. Any really employment opportunity does touch people, but it has this unique aspect of, you know, being there for the design or being part of the process of designing and then having the location and design of what is going to be built and what's going to house people. It's going to house ideas and how those ideas are going to flourish. And hopefully with the synergy, that not only is it going to make a mutually beneficial situation for those who are building it, for those who are going to inhabit it, but also those who are going to come after us in terms of building something that is sustainable and that is functional and, quite frankly, also beautiful. I think that's an aspect that hopefully will be coming back more, not only for function, you know, one wants to function first, obviously, and allocate purposes, but also adding some beauty. I think maybe that's my background as a religion teacher, that I look for aesthetically pleasing things that speak to the soul. So hopefully that's an aspect that will be highlighted more in the future. So that less cookie cutter buildings, maybe we can start with cookie cutter, but also have buildings that will almost endure and also be a reflection of the beauty and goodness that is out there. So AEC and CRE, thank you for on this journey with us. Hopefully that my musings did not turn into ramblings. And hopefully you got a little bit of understanding of my perspective as I deal with the background and help Fortis OBM keep going, dealing with remote work. We're in a small business running day to day. It's fun and exciting, has its challenges, but I think you have that satisfaction of moving forward. So, all right, guys, I'll see you with Melinda on the next episode. Stay tuned and please email us at hello@fortisobm.com. Follow us, like us, and yeah, let's meet in LinkedIn and other places and continue growing our community. And hopefully we can be a vibrant and strong part of that. Take care.
Do you need to improve your marketing department and don't know where to start?
Fortis OBM offers in-person and virtual one-on-one and group training. Our coaching programs are designed specifically for the marketing department of one and onboarding new team members who are new to the industry. We teach mindset, marketing, and strategy, providing immediate value to your company and marketing department.
Whether you're struggling to prioritize your marketing initiatives or need help onboarding a new team member, we have the right solutions for you. To learn more, go to www.fortisobm.com.